Good morning. It is Kale and Company Live right here on WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. It's a Friday fun bunch minus one. Our resident flick chick, Kitty Ray, not with us today. Not exactly sure what she's up to. I think Tom Raffio, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, surrounded by donuts in our studio. I think she's out searching
gallivanting?
Gallivanting, if you want to call it that. Going around New Hampshire, seeing where she can find movie theaters now. Because recently, as you know, we talked about this last week, the Regal Theater on Loudoun Road has closed its doors forever and will be demolished shortly. And now we learned, I mentioned this on the show a couple of days ago, that the Weir's Drive-In, at Weir's Beach.
And we were talking about drive-ins.
We were talking last
week.
And
you and Andrew and others. Oh, no, Weir's is open. Now they're closing. Wow.
They're closing. And they've been around a long time. The woman who runs it has been doing so for the last over 50 years. And now she's 86. And she just says she just doesn't have the energy to do it anymore.
She has had enough.
I guess so.
I wish other people in the 80 range would note that, but well, that's a different topic. So
maybe we shouldn't bring up movie theaters anymore because they'll just shut down.
Really, maybe we're jinxing the movie theaters of New Hampshire.
Well, it's true. Every time Kitty talks about a star that's up there in years, the next day we get the obituary.
Happens.
That started with Betty White, and it's gone from there. So I don't think Kitty is gallivanting necessarily. I think
it might be a little early in the morning to do
that. To gallivant.
Yeah. Gallivant usually comes after a couple of whats.
I think it's because she had a sneaking suspicion that I was going to be punctual.
Oh, yeah.
And therefore would not have the opportunity to dominate the first segment.
So we can dominate every segment.
Exactly.
We can dominate every segment. And Andrew is here, our producer. And Andrew, of course,
crack producer.
Finally, yes, indeed.
I'm something.
He is a great producer and also a great director. And this is his final weekend of Getting Away with Murder at the Scenic Theater in downtown Pittsfield. So the first weekend went great.
Thank God theaters haven't started to close down.
True. I hope we don't put a curse.
Looking for some wood to knock on.
Yeah. Let's see. No, I guess I don't know if that's wood or not. We'll knock on Tom's head. First weekend, he told me, went very, very well. Three shows to go.
Wow.
Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon,
which is Cinco de Mayo Day. Oh,
that is correct.
So for my running friends, and you're many, at 9:30 in Bedford is the Cinco de Mayo 5K. 9:15. It's an odd time because there is a church in that area of Bedford that has, I don't know if it's a 9 o'clock mass or something, but we have to start a little later than normal, so it'll be 9:15. And then, Ken, what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be driving to Bristol, not Bristol, Connecticut, Bristol, New Hampshire, because I'm speaking to a Boy Scout troop and to talk about leadership.
Terrific.
And so I'm pretty good with kids. We have this program.
You're great with kids. I've seen you with kids. You're great with kids.
We have this
especially your granddaughter, Havana.
My God. And meanwhile, they are just, I'm back home paying for all this, Ken, but they are frolicking at Disney World, Ellen and Havana. Frolicking. She's met every character. She's walking around with shades. So she's had a good week. So I'll get to see them later today.
Outstanding. And I've seen some of the pictures down there, and they are frolicking. Frolicking, yes.
Frolicking
that's what
and gallivanting.
Yes, and gallivanting too. And I can only imagine Havana at Disney World. That's got to be a sight to see.
Yeah, she's owning the town, so she's enjoying it. So I'm glad Ellen, who works really hard, she has a job at Delta. She has the home responsibilities, as I try to help out, but not that well in terms of. I'm really good with Havana. I'm good with putting the dishes away. I'm not good at taking the dishes out.
Okay. You know? But you can't be good at everything, Tom. Really.
That's true.
Really.
You should stay in your lane, Ken.
That's exactly right. I've always felt that way. But one thing you are good at, Tom, among other things, is picking out ties. Now, I wish we were doing a Facebook Live today because you have a Technicolor tie right there.
Yeah, and because earlier this morning, I had an early meeting and wanted to make sure that I looked spiffy. So I'm not dressing up for you, Ken. It was an earlier gig at 7:30.
Boy, oh boy. You get around. I'll tell you what. You make...
The busiest person in showbiz.
Timeless Tom Raffio.
And I was on time today, though.
You were on time.
But see what it does, though? It changes the dynamic.
See, when Havana's not around, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can actually get out. Because what Ken is alluding to is I'm actually from... most people that know me believe that I'm generally punctual, and that's certainly true for, you know, business meetings, races, airports, et cetera. And I'm trying to pay attention to my colleagues, Ken and Kitty, but as I'm walking out the door at 7:45, which gets me here comfortably at 8, Havana's usually tugging on my leg.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, I'm texting Ken, guess what, I'm going to make the second segment.
A little tardy today, but you are right on time. You are very punctual today, so congratulations for that. You know, I've seen a lot of on a serious note. Not that we haven't been serious, but on a serious note, I've seen a lot in print and in broadcast over the last few days about NHTI and their
$500,000 grant.
Yes, yeah.
So yeah. Let me connect the dots for you, Ken.
Please,
so,
you do it as well as anyone I know, probably better.
So one of our responsibilities as a leading dental carrier in the state is to not just administer traditional dental insurance, but to look at public policy challenges. So one of the public policy challenges is there's a slight shortage of hygienists in the state. And as a result, then dentists have difficulty, you know, seeing Medicaid and other patients because they don't have the staff to do the teeth cleaning. So I said to my board, why don't we augment the NHTI program? So the grant was technically $500,400. I'm not sure what the $400 was for. And it's really to bolster the program. And then I met. There's 36 graduates coming up on May 19th, I think it is, and two men and 34 women, and they all, you know, they're going to be getting jobs, and so they will sort of flood the marketplace, which will be good for dentists. And then the other part of this, Ken, is that they then will see Medicaid kids initially and then Medicaid adults in the clinics under a supervision of a dentist. And so we'll set up a process where, you know, a Medicaid child can get their teeth cleaned, you know, at NHI. So that's how I'm sort of connecting the dots.
Well, congratulations to you and your board for approving that amazing grant for the dental hygienist students at NHTI. That is terrific.
My board is really good. When it's, you know, mission-sensitive initiatives, they are all gung-ho about it. And similarly, you know, our road race budget is about $300,000, but they understand, you know, population health and so many of these road races like the Delta Dental Mount Washington road race, which you're going to join me again this year.
Oh, I am. Oh, okay.
Super.
I'd be more than happy to. I'm not racing up the mountain.
No,
I'll be there.
Not me this year either.
To lend some moral support.
I ended up... I'm going to leave on a high note, Ken. I've done 10, and the last one being 2021 with Joe Gray. There's a nice picture in our running book of me and Joe at the top. But in any event, that race raises money for the Coos County Family Dental Center, and without the race and without Delta Dental's contributions, there wouldn't be a dental center at Coos County Health Center in the North Country, and then there'd be another, you know, shortage situation. So in any event, my board is really good about that. They are really supportive, and it allows me, and my team is so good, it allows me to get out in the, you know, in the community and share things like that, like veterans, if you having trouble getting care, just call me at 223. We'll 1300. We'll talk about that after the break.
All right. There's the bumper music, folks. That means we have to break for a couple of minutes here, but only a couple. Stay with us. Friday Fun Bunch without the very fun Kitty Ray, but Tom Raffio is here, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental, and I can truly say neat dresser, swell dancer, loves kids, cats, and dogs. And, you know, distributes money to very worthy organizations through Northeast Delta Dental, our primary sponsor here on Kale & Company Live. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. Welcome back. It is Kale & Company Live. Friday Fun Bunch. Great to have you along with us. Tom Raffio in studio. Kitty Ray in absentia today. I think that's close to Berlin, I think. Absentia. Yeah.
I'm so glad you use Latin, you know, because all my years of taking Latin have finally paid off that I know she's absent.
Yeah, she is A-W-O-L. Yeah, I mean, you know, we know what that means. Absent without leave, and she is not here today, but probably trying to look for somewhere else where she can see movies in the state of New Hampshire, because we've had two now movie venues closed down, the Loudoun Road Regal in Concord, and now the Weir's. I mean, that has been around. That is a legendary drive-in, and I bet as a kid, Tom Raffio, you went to drive-ins in Massachusetts.
Of course, yeah. We that was the big thing, right? Your mom and dad would take you to a Saturday night show because it's cheap, right?
Yeah, carload for probably $5 at the time or something like that. Yeah,
The popcorn. We loved it as kids, me and my sister. So.
And did you ever, you know, I remember my parents taking me as well, and many times we would go with my grandmother and grandfather as well. And I'll tell you what, I think inevitably it was only my father who stayed awake through the two movies. I think everybody else in the car was asleep.
So fast forward about 50 years and you're still falling asleep at movies.
I've done it from way back. It's not a sign of me getting old. It's just the way I am. I don't know. I can fall asleep at the drop of a hat. Anyway. I remember drive-ins well. I guess Milford is going to be open if they aren't already for the season. Probably not. It's a little early, but Milford's been a great drive-in too over the years.
I think they're open to the weekends right now.
Open weekends. Yeah. All right, there you go. Open
weekends. Well, my goodness.
As we get to summer, they'll probably be open every night.
Yeah, so. And you know, we have a lot of entertainment alternatives here in New Hampshire. We mentioned the Pittsfield Players and Andrew's production of Getting Away with Murder, which, Tom, by the way, is the only Stephen Sondheim show that was not a musical that made it to Broadway.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good
That's a little
piece
fun
of trivia,
fact for you,
yeah,
right?
Stephen Sondheim, wow.
Yeah, although it didn't last very long on Broadway, but Andrew has brought it back to life.
All right, Andrew, it might have been ephemeral in Broadway, but it's long-term in New Hampshire.
At least five performances.
At least another three performances, yeah.
There you go.
We're seeing all these big words today, frolicking, gallivanting,
really?
Ephemeral.
Yeah. I hope Kitty's at least listening, you know?
I really think she was, you know, really upset that I was going to be here on time, and, you know, she's, you know, gallivanting, doing something.
She's doing something. I don't know, but we'll find out next week on the show. And maybe next week we'll be back on Facebook Live. Who knows?
But absolutely.
We despite that, we still have donuts.
We have donuts. Brothers was on vacation, so essentially.
Yeah, you had to settle for those other ones. But
yeah,
we have a great variety of donuts.
We do, and the ones that we don't eat we'll share here, as well as my employees back at the ranch.
There you go.
Friday. They love when I return from the Friday show.
I bet they do.
They're like waiting in the lunchroom for me. So
I mean, the first time I ever had a Brothers Donut was recently after the state employees race.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And discovering the donuts. It's always great after, you know, a 5K walk. And that's what Kenny and I do for the most part is walk these races. You know something? I did it for the first time last year. I think the SCA race last year was my first one. And I'll be honest with everybody. My time was maybe an hour, maybe 62 minutes or whatever. You know, I brought that down the first...
Yeah, you were like 52 minutes,
I was less than that. So
awesome.
So I'm getting better.
No, it's...
Like a fine wine, Tom. Better with age, just better, like you.
That too. I don't know about that. But I always say this to folks. It's all... And this is what we write in the book. This is what I talked to the Rotary about, that you're running your own race, and it's your own motivation, your own self-satisfaction, your own mental health, and, you know, a walker that does, you know, a 50-minute 5K in his or her own way is as good as, you know, someone else doing a 25-minute 5K. So congratulations, Ken. Thanks. And as you can see, the running crowd is a nice bunch of people.
They really and truly are. And, you know, I would encourage anyone out there, if they're physically able to do, you know, 5Ks from time to time, or just walk or run in general. You know, I guess as you get up in age, running is a little bit tougher on the knees and what have you. I find that to be somewhat true. So, you know, just walk it. I mean, there are plenty of people in these events that walk.
Absolutely.
So you won't be the only ones.
Exactly.
And I thought maybe going into it like last year that, you know, we would be the only two walking, but that's not the case.
Not at all. So for our Capillary Race Series, all of them have, you know, walking components. The next one is Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m., and then the Over the River Through the Woods at Delta Dental on Sunday, June 9th. So hope to see you at least maybe the second one. The Shaker Village one has you going through trails and streams.
Streams?
That may be a little bit more difficult for a walker. But all the other races, walkers are welcome. And we added a ninth race this year, Saturday, August 17th, to celebrate Tom Walton, who was really the genius behind the Capulio Race Series. And, of course, as everybody knows, passed away now, you know, almost a year and a half ago. So it's hard. Time just goes, Ken.
It does. It really and truly does. That's why we have to take advantage of, you know, our time here and you know, do some things that, you know, like I never thought, you know, 5 years ago that I would be, you know, at least walking 5Ks on a semi-regular basis. So
that's
all thanks to you and Ellen, Tom,
well,
really.
You know, I think, you know, we've enjoyed the running community, and we have Delta Dental support to nourish a lot of these local races financially. I've just grown over the years. I've now done probably 1,300 timed races since I got into it about 23 years ago. And I just meet so many people that are just wonderful.
And they are. They are very friendly. And
they root you in, you know.
They do. They stick around. I mean, some of these people, you know, finish in like 23 minutes or whatever. And some of us are out on the course considerably longer than that, another half hour or so anyway. And then a lot of times, you know what happens, Tom, and I'm sure you've experienced this as well, that you're still out there doing your thing, and some of the runners do it second time around.
Yeah. That can get frustrating when they're doing a quote-unquote cool down and they still zip by you.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun, and regardless of your skill level in terms of running or walking, they are always happy to see you and always greet you friendly in a friendly way, and usually there are some great snacks there either before or after or both.
Exactly, and the SCA one, of course, we had the Brothers Donut celebrating Dave Dunham, who's a famous elite athlete in New Hampshire, his 60th birthday. So let's keep that going. The Stories from the Starting Line book shares many of these stories. We actually have 90 runners in there now, some of whom are famous, you know, like Joan Benoit Samuelson and the mountain runner Joe Gray that Ken and Kitty know.
No, I don't mean to interrupt. Is Joe coming back this year?
He's coming back. You'll see him at Mount Wash. And if he wins, and likely he will, he will break the tie with a gentleman by the name of Bob Hodges, who also won it 7 times. So Joe's won it 7 times, and 6 of those have been under an hour. And he would break the record and get to eight wins. And so he's definitely coming. And he, by the way, last weekend he was in the Needham Dedham area, and there was a 10K race called the James Joyce Ramble, which when I was at Delta of Mass, that was before I left for New Hampshire in 95, we actually sponsored that race. Anyway, it became a USSA national 10K race, and he wanted to win it for the Masters. He just turned 40, and that's the definition of Masters in running. But not only did he win that, he won literally the whole race. And and 10Ks aren't his specialty. Right. That's how phenomenal
but
he is.
Why am I not surprised?
No, I would never bet against him.
No, absolutely not. And I bet afterwards he celebrated at a nearby Dairy Queen.
Remember how he was consuming those soft serves?
Oh, boy. Well, was he ever?
He can afford it.
Yeah, right. Tom Raffio is here, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. Friday Fun Bunch. Andrew's behind the glass. Kitty Ray will return next Friday to a radio station near you, which would be WKXL, nhtalkradio.com. And we are presented by
Northeast Delta Dental.
And we will be right back. Tom, I want you to look at that paper in front of you. Welcome back. Kale and Company Live, Friday Fun Bunch. Tom Raffio in the house, president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. Right now scrutinizing the daily racing form. And Andrew Gibson behind the glass. Of course, tomorrow is the 150th running of the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Tom is perusing the names and the numbers of the horses. Of course, we talked yesterday with our good friend Lynn Sneerson, and she analyzed. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to tell you what Lynn had to say, Tom. I don't want to sway you in any particular direction, but Kitty Ray, let me know what her choice was, and so we'll have you select yours after you've been able to scrutinize the list a little bit.
So there are 20 horses.
Yes. Yep.
And hopefully none of them are scratched. We have all their jockey names, too.
Yeah, and you have the post positions. You know, there are so many people, I think, Tom. It's obviously the most watched horse race every year. I mean, people who never watch another horse race all year will watch the Kentucky Derby. And I think probably at least half the people who watch the race pick a horse either by its name or the number. I mean, if they have a lucky number, they, you know, between 1 and 20 in this case, they will take their lucky number. Or they will see a name that resonates, or a jockey's name who resonates. So I think that's the way most people choose it. Sometimes, you know, it's successful. Most of the time, it's not. But that's just the way it goes.
The most famous 3 minutes in sports,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not even three. A little over two. But, yeah, it is the most watched, certainly, short athletic event of the season. So we'll be tuned in. I think the post time is 6:57, if I remember correctly.
There they go.
And they're off. Yeah. So you look at that list,
Tom. I see the list, yeah, you know.
Who do you like?
Well, I really like the name Sierra Leone. And I'm not taking this because the odds are 3-1, which seems to be one of the better ones.
Wouldn't be a big payoff, no.
And I like the jockey. I've actually heard of him, Tyler Gaffalione.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with, and they're in post position too, so I'm going to go with Sierra Leone. How's that?
That is good. You know what? Honestly, that was the one I was going to pick.
Really? Yeah,
but we can do that. We can do that. Or I'll pick somebody else. But just know that I was going to pick number two. But you can take that one, Tom.
But there's one with even better odds, the 5-2.
Yeah, you know why I picked it? Because that's 2 was my birth month.
Ah.
So that's my reason. I know next to nothing about this. Some of the jockeys' names, but I might take Forever Young. Forever Young.
I love that.
Forever Young. Since I passed,
you'd like to be forever.
I passed a little milestone a few months ago. So, we would like to stay forever young. That was a great song. Who did that song? Forever Young. I can hear it in my head right now. But Forever Young. Anyway,
Andrew will have to Google that.
Forever Young. That's my choice. That'll be number 10. When you watch the race, think about number 10. All right. So, speaking of sports, Celtics and Bruins still alive.
Still in the midst of things.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed out that on Tuesday night the Bruins couldn't close it out. But,
you know, they were in a perfect position. I mean, Toronto
didn't have their best player.
Auston Matthews, one of the great goal scorers in the NHL these days, did not play. He was injured, and he missed the game. And the Bruins, and they played their backup goaltender, who was kind of like a backup to a backup.
Correct.
Yeah.
But he played better than Samsonov. Yeah. And meanwhile, Swayman had a good game, too. So,
he did.
Yet we blow it. We lose 2-1. So.
I mean, if it wasn't for Swayman, it could have been a lot worse than it was. I thought he played well, as did Mr. Wall, who was the goaltender for Toronto, who played actually at Boston College
for
3 years. So at any rate, Tom, they came out flat as a pancake. 2 shots in the first period for the Bruins on Tuesday night.
Makes no sense. And now it's going to get in their heads too. So hopefully they'll we'll get into the next series. In the meantime, with Porzingis with his injury, any idea when he might be coming back? Is it going to be the finals?
I think it'll be a day-to-day decision for him. That's what I'm thinking. But we shall see how that goes. Brad Stevens.
Executive of the year.
There you go. I mentioned that earlier this week when it was announced. And I think deservedly so. I mean, look at what he did with bringing in Porzingis and Drew Holiday and getting the roster to where it is right now.
He's done a tremendous job. It remains to be seen if, without Porzingis, I don't think they can beat Denver, but I think they can get to the finals without Porzingis. That injury scares me a little bit because that's the same injury that the Greek freak from Milwaukee,
Giannis Antetokounmpo,
that's what he's loosely called as a nickname, but Giannis has that same injury, and he's been out several games.
Yes,
so.
He has. And as has Damian Lillard. He's, been unavailable. So, from time to time. But Giannis has been out, and we know that Joel Embiid is not playing at 100%, although the Knicks and the 76ers...
They blew the game Tuesday, Knicks did.
They played a classic game. I thought it was a great playoff game.
Playoffs?
Yeah. But who scares you most, Tom, in the East, in the NBA?
If they have Porzingis, nobody really. I think they play well against Philadelphia. They're more talented than New York. If Milwaukee somehow comes back and wins their series and Damian Lillard and Giannis come back, I guess I would say Milwaukee because they've been there before.
Yeah. You know what? I would take the Knicks, actually, because I think that they are so well coached by Tom Thibodeau.
Yep.
Former Celtics assistant for a long time out of Salem State in Massachusetts.
Well, now he's gone big time in the Madison Square Garden, the most famous arena of all time.
That's it. And Billy Joel just did his, 100th concert from...
She's an uptown girl!
He did not sing Forever Young, though.
No. Who did sing Forever Young?
Well, it's been covered by many people, but I'll give you a hint. It was originally written in 1973. That's when it was recorded.
All right. And you know what? I must say, I just saw it. I was just looking at my phone here. Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan recorded the original.
And I don't remember. I don't know if he had a hit with it. Somebody else had a hit with it. And as Andrew said, it was covered many times, the song Forever Young. Bob Dylan did it first, but somebody else, Rod Stewart. That's who it was, Rod Stewart.
Yeah, Rod Stewart, yeah.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart then made it popular.
Yeah.
He was a soccer player, by the way.
He was.
But not until 1988, so.
Did you see any of the game last Saturday night from Foxborough when Lionel Messi was there from Miami?
Yeah, he had a great game, right? Two goals and an assist. One of my employee colleagues, Meredith, went to the game, and she said it was pretty electric there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, New England Revolution this year, they're not very good, so, but...
I don't think anybody cared who they were playing, who Miami was playing. They did beat the Revolution 4-1, I think the final was, and Messi had a pair of goals and an assist, I think. And he's getting up there. He's getting up there. And two nights later, I see him in Miami watching the Celtics in the Heat. But he can afford those seats. And he probably doesn't have to pay.
Probably. Yeah, soccer players, the superstars, are certainly well paid. But they deserve it, I guess.
They run miles during the course of those games, you know. And he's, 36, 37 now? And
he played on turf field, which usually he doesn't, right?
Yeah. And you know... I looked on Saturday afternoon. I was just looking at StubHub, one of the secondary ticket markets, and you could not buy a seat in Foxborough that night for under $250 a ticket. Now, I mean, it's not like Taylor Swift money, but it's up there. But then you look at the next Revolution game, and you get tickets for $9. So, you know... I mean, star power has a lot to do with it.
It definitely does in all sports.
And that's why we bring a star on here during our Friday Fun Bunch, Tom Raffio, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, thank you. And I'm really upset that Mike Trout got injured.
Me too. And we can talk a little bit about that after the break, but I want you to get your vocal cords and pipes ready because you might want to do a little singing in this final installment of this Friday's Fun Bunch, because we have a great birthday to announce.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll take a break. Kale and Company continues right here, WKXL, NHTalkRadio.com. And we are, I think, proudly presented by
Northeast Delta Dental.
We'll be right back.
God, Frankie Valli.
Yeah, how about that, sports fans?
True love takes a lot of trying.
And he has a nice...
Crying.
All right, Josh, here we go. Come on.
Let's hang on.
Come on, Tom.
This is one that I'm not...
You're not familiar with this one?
As much.
Oh, my goodness.
I was familiar with My Eyes Adore Me.
Maybe we can dig that out.
Can we dig that one out, Andrew?
That's a rather slow one. I thought you'd know this up-tempo one.
No, I like... My eyes adored you.
There you go.
But I never laid an eye on you.
No, a hand.
A hand. That's right. Well, I was kind of cleaning it up for... Yeah. Today's audience.
But Frankie Valli is celebrating a birthday, and he's celebrating today, as a matter of fact, May 3rd. How old is Frankie?
So I must say that a few years ago, I needed to do some studying on Frankie Valli.
You did.
Because of, we were trying to figure out, you know, that song that I just alluded to, My Eyes Adore You, what year that was. Anyway, so I know he's closing in on 90, so I'll just do a straight 9-0.
9-0.
My eyes adored you.
Bingo. Bingo. How about that, Andrew? That, Tom, I tell you what, there was one week recently that we didn't do birthdays. Somehow, we, you know, when Kitty was here, she was probably reviewing a movie, and we couldn't get to the birthdays.
She was gallivanting
again. She was gallivanting like she is today, in absentia. But we didn't get to the birthdays. So, you know, a couple of people asked me, you know, what happened? We always love the birthdays.
That's true. I get that a lot from my team that listens to the show.
Yeah, well, but we didn't do them. And
well, because we were having a jocular time.
Yeah,
all the festivities. We just got too, excited.
Yeah, so Frankie Valli, 90 years old, and I know for a fact, and I don't know if I'm going yet. I have to see about the date, but June 7th, he is going to be appearing at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut.
So that's a Friday, I think.
That's a Friday. It is a Friday. So we'll have to see if we can clear that date. But I have seen him. I saw him a couple of years ago at Mohegan Sun, and he was fantastic. He was. I mean, in that, he was 88 at that point. He'll be 90 when he shows up there on June the 7th.
Good for him. So that's great.
So there you go.
If you end up not going, then I can do a private sort of chamber music concert for you.
That would have to suffice. That would have to suffice, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, so it would be less expensive for you and Kitty.
That's right, yeah.
And you just have to listen to karaoke.
Yeah. We wouldn't have to pay a cover charge to hear Tom Raffio singing Frankie Valli, folks. So Frankie, 90 years old today. Happy birthday to Frankie Valli. Great entertainer. Of course, one of the most popular Broadway shows of all time is about the Four Seasons, the Jersey Boys. And I have it on good authority, Tom Raffio, that next season, the Palace Theater is going to be presenting the Jersey Boys.
Wow, did Peter Ramsey tell you that?
I heard it from a very good source. Yeah, I
heard it through the grapevine.
That's it.
I'm going to double check that with the erstwhile Peter Ramsey.
Yeah, he has done, I mean, he has been at the Palace now for many years.
Yeah.
And you know, what they do at that theater is just totally amazing. Yeah, I mean, we talked earlier about Scenic Theater in Pittsfield, where Andrew's show, Getting Away with Murder, is finishing up this weekend with three performances. And in Concord, the Community Players this weekend are doing Pride and Prejudice, which is going to be great. They do a great job. Palace, we're very fortunate to have them. And, you know, it's just amazing that, we just mentioned a rather small area, right? Pittsfield, Concord,
Capital
Manchester.
Center of the Arts.
Yep,
and Capital Center of the Arts. Peter's done tremendous. I just saw him not too long ago, and he says, because he's about my age, and he said, when are you going to retire? I said, I'm never going to retire. I love what I do. And he really loves the theater.
Oh, he does.
He's there every weekend and understands, you know, the economic model. You still have to, you know, make money because, as you know, Ken, and the listening audience probably recalls, I mean, for many years, the Palace Theater was dark.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then back in the 90s, Dr. Silvio Dupuy kind of got a group together, which then I was a part of. And then Peter's just taking it to the next level.
Yeah, and there's a plaque out in front of the theater commemorating Dr. Dupuy, who's still going strong.
Absolutely. He's got to be in that Frankie Valli territory.
Pretty close, I would have to say. But as you know, you're a good friend of the doctor's, former mayor of Manchester, that he is still very, very
active.
Much with it.
Yeah. I always tell him, and I say this with all due affection, when I'm your age, Silvio, if I'm doing half the stuff that you're doing, I'll be happy.
If I just get to his age, and I'll be very happy.
You know, and he really, he was my mentor when I moved here in '95. He introduced me to everybody that I needed to know, and then the rest is history. And And now I'm involved in a lot of the same stuff that he's involved with, mental health, et cetera. But now he goes, now you've become my mentor. It makes me feel good. But really, he is the ultimate mentor.
Yeah. Oh, he is. And what a terrific gentleman he is. And I mean that in the nicest of ways. I mean, you couldn't ask for a nicer man than Silvio Dupuy. No doubt about that. Today, by the way, February 3rd, not only Frankie Valli's 90th birthday.
May 3rd.
What did I say?
February.
Oh, well, that's my birth month. May 3rd. Yeah, there you go. So see, Dr. Dupuy already has one up on me. I can't remember what month it is. But May 3rd is World Press Freedom Day, which is important. But the one I really wanted to mention was Wordsmith Day.
Wordsmith
and
Day.
And having you've authored, yeah, what now, four books?
Yeah, four books.
So, so you would have to be in that category of being a wordsmith.
I love words. I love to getting that word of the day thing.
You play that Wordle thing?
I don't play that too much, but no. I do. There's this email you get. It's called word of the day.
Oh, okay.
You actually get a word. You know, sometimes you know what the meaning is. Sometimes you don't. So it really does actually help your vocabulary. Oh, did I mispronounce that?
The what? Come again?
The vocabulary. when we screwed up in class, one of my teachers used to say, "You got the accent on the wrong syllab."
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Hooked on Phonics does wonders, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It does.
Hooked on
it
Phonics.
Does.
Remember that? Remember there were so many ads, and before Camp Lejeune came along.
Oh my God!
We were hearing about Hooked on Phonics.
Hooked on
Remember?
Phonics.
Yeah.
I think maybe next Friday when Kitty's back, but we should have a brief segment on commercials, infomercials, well, so like Camp Lejeune.
I may be able to help with that.
Hernia mesh.
Yep. Yeah. All of those. Yeah.
Yeah, I have
and
one
more.
Of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you have some problems with it, there's a law firm you can call.
Good to know.
Yeah. And the Camp Lejeune, we've been hearing about that now for years. I think you were on that at the very beginning, Tom. You were all over that years ago.
And then the MyPillow guy.
Yeah, Mike Lindell. There you go.
Expanding to many other fields.
Oh, he's got everything now. Hey, you can get everything at MyPillow.
It's no longer a one-trick pony.
It's not a pillow, just a pillow anymore. No, that is for sure. And today is International Tuba Day. And
Tuba
Day? I know if Kitty was here, she would be saying that her grandson, Ethan, in Virginia, plays the tuba.
The tuba, wow.
And he plays the guitar, and he's...
Not to be confused with the tuna, Bill Parcells.
Right, the tuna, Bill Parcells. And Tom, I have to get your take on Drake May.
Well, I think they really had to draft him. They need a quarterback, and I'm hoping he does pan out. You just don't know.
You never know.
There's Eli Manning, and there's Ryan Leaf.
Yep, there you go. And, the Patriots have not had as high a draft pick as that since the Drew Bledsoe draft years and years ago. And back then, they had to make a decision.
Right. I think they were lucky, though, because that Notre Dame quarterback
that
was drafted just ahead of them. So then they took Drew. Who did?
Meyer. Yeah. Wasn't it Meyer?
Yeah. And Drew actually had a decent career.
He did. Oh, he did. No, there's no doubt about it.
People forget the first Super Bowl, he came in and when Brady got injured and got them into the Super Bowl. My eyes.
Figured Frankie could play us out today.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sing it, Tom.
Here we go. My eyes adored you. Never laid a hand on you, my eyes adored you.
Tom's really getting into this, folks.
Listen to me.
He performed.
You're cracking me up.
He performed recently at the Miss New Hampshire contest.
I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yeah. Did you do your Burt Parks imitation? Or here she is, Miss New Hampshire?
Well, it was, I was giving out the STEM awards, but Ellen and I who were there, Emily, who won it all from the Lakes region, we kind of guessed who may be in the... We guessed that she would be the winner, and sure enough, she ended up being the winner.
Congratulations, Emily.
And then what's interesting is Dr. Stephanie, who you hear on another station, She sat in front of me, so she was Miss New Hampshire in the 90s.
Yeah.
Her daughter, Dr. Brooke Mills, was last year's Miss New Hampshire.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Became a chiropractor as well. Yeah. And her sister was in this year's competition.
Well, Tom, I think we have to mosey on out of here like Larry Justice used to do at a radio station we both listened to over the years. And, Tom, it's been fun.
It's been fun. Not the same without Kitty.
It's not the same without Kitty, but we managed
to muddle through.
We muddled through.
And we had fun. And we have some more donuts for us.
On the Friday Fun Bunch, that is true. So, Tom, thank you so much.
Well,
happy birthday again to Frankie Valli.
90 years old.
And thanks for your crooning today. And we appreciate that. Andrew Gibson, we wish him the best. Break a leg, as they say, Andrew.
And my running friends, I'll see you Sunday in Bedford at 9:15.
Tom's running friends, don't break a leg. No.
And my eyes will adore you, too, if you run. All right.
All right, Tom. Thank you. We want everyone to have a great weekend. Enjoy the Kentucky Derby. And remember, folks, to always look on the bright side of life. Have a great weekend.